Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am your teacher, Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And today we are talking about something very important here, the first day of February, a strong foundation. It's good to have a strong foundation in lots of areas of life. When I think of the word foundation, I think of something that you need at the bottom, the root. It's very important. You need to have this if you're going to get started with something. Our lesson is about business startups. Ben is talking to his Uncle Bob, and Uncle Bob has a lot of good advice for him, for his startup. Now, Carolyn, what other kinds of startups can you think of?
Well, when I think of a startup, I think of a business that is just starting. So it's a very new business that needs to grow. And usually we think of things that are online. What are some examples of online startup businesses, Nathaniel?
Well, one of the most famous business startups, I think, is Google. Everyone uses it now, but it was at one time a business startup.
All right. Of course, there are many examples of ways that businesses got started, business startups. Now we're going to enjoy a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob right now.
A strong foundation. Successful businesses are built to grow. Ben and Sandy Johnson are discovering that starting a business is not easy. Fortunately, Uncle Bob is there to help.
Hey, Uncle Bob.
Hi, Ben. How's the new business coming along?
Well, we've finished the business plan, but honestly, I have no idea how we're going to make it a reality. There are so many things to do, I don't know how I'll ever get them all done.
You don't have to do it all yourself, Ben.
But if I don't, who will?
It is your company and your responsibility to ensure all the work gets done. But that doesn't mean you have to accomplish everything yourself. The reality is that if you want your business to grow, you must hand over responsibility to other people at some point.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Today, we will be exploring the topic of starting a business. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Ensure. Ensure is a verb. Please ensure that the door is closed when you leave. Hand over. Hand over is a phrasal verb. John will hand over control of the company to Ted at the end of the month. Accounting. Accounting is a noun. Terry does the accounting for three companies. Sounds like we're going to learn a lot of great information. Let's begin.
Well, right under our title today, we see a sentence, successful businesses are built to grow. Now, if you remember from last month, we had a lesson where Ben and his Uncle Bob were talking. Uncle Bob has a lot of good advice for Ben. Ben and his wife Sandy are discovering that starting a business is not easy. Fortunately, Uncle Bob is there to help. Well, let's get started with this conversation. We have lots to talk about. Nathaniel, would you like to do the honors of being Ben?
Sure. I'll be Ben. Ben says first, hey, Uncle Bob.
Hi, Ben. How's the business coming along?
Ben. The business is going all right. We've finished the business plan, but honestly, I have no idea how we're going to make it a reality.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You said something very interesting there, Ben. We've finished the business plan. Well, what is a business plan? We talked a little bit about that last month, a business plan versus a business idea. And this is what you want to sell, maybe who you want to buy, what kind of competition you might have. You have to think about all these things when you take into consideration your business plan. Ben continues to say, honestly, I have no idea how we're going to make it a reality. And I like this phrase, to make something a reality. That means it's maybe just an idea, but you are actually going to make it practical. You're going to make it come to life. Nathaniel, how else could you use that phrase, to make something a reality?
Well, I would really like to build a house, but I don't have the money to make it a reality. It's something I would like to do, but I just don't have enough to do it right now.
Interesting. So you need some resources in order to make a reality of some things. What other kinds of things can you make a reality out of?
Well, you could make a reality out of a movie idea, or maybe you have an idea for an invention and you want to make it a reality so that people can actually use your invention.
Okay, so what are you thinking about? What is your idea? How will you make it a reality? Especially if you're interested in business or starting up a business, how can you make that a reality? Think about that today. Maybe you have lots of dreams. Try to make those dreams a reality. Well, Ben, would you like to continue?
Sure, I'll continue. There are so many things to do. I don't know how I'll ever get them all done.
You don't have to do it all yourself, Ben.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. He doesn't have to do it all by himself? What does that mean? Does he need some help there?
Well, he could get some help, maybe hire some employees, or I'm sure that Uncle Bob has some other suggestions for his nephew Ben here.
Oh, you're right, you're right. I say we continue with this conversation.
Okay, I'll read the next line. But if I don't, who will?
It is your company and your responsibility to ensure all the work gets done. But that doesn't mean you have to accomplish everything yourself.
Okay, hold on a second, Uncle Bob. I want to interrupt you just for a moment. Thank you, Uncle Bob. The prettiest Uncle Bob ever, really. We have a word we want to talk about here. It is from the word bank, ensure. Uncle Bob says, your company and your responsibility to ensure all the work gets done. If you ensure something, that means you make sure that it will get done. It's kind of easy to remember. It's sure to happen. It's certain to happen. You ensure that it happens. So how else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, you could ensure that a law gets passed. If you want to improve your community, you might work with your government to ensure that something new is put into place.
All right, ensuring that something is put into place. I can ensure quality with this product. I can ensure that it's not going to break down. This word is kind of like the word assure. I can assure you that this is a good product. I can ensure quality. Well, Nathaniel, how else could you use that word?
Well, you could say something like, this strategy will ensure the success of your business. Every business is looking for a way to succeed.
That's right. So this strategy or this plan will ensure success. There's no way it will fail. It ensures success. Let's see. Where were we? Uncle Bob or Ben?
Uncle Bob.
All right, Uncle Bob, of course.
Uncle Bob says, the reality is that if you want your business to grow, you must hand over your responsibility to other people at some point.
Wait a minute. I like what you just said there, Uncle Bob. You just said hand over. Some other words from our word bank. Now he says you must hand over responsibility to other people. Hand over. That means that you give up your control over something. You hand something over, hand responsibility over to somebody else. But you can hand over other things. Like if I see someone driving my car, I don't like the way he's driving, I might say, hey, hand over those keys. That means give those keys back to me. But Nathaniel, how else could you use these words?
Well, I thought of a common expression that we use in English. Hand over the reins. Now, the reins are the ropes that you use to control a horse. But we say hand over the reins to mean Hand over the reins as in giving control to someone else. It's time to hand over the reins. It's time for someone else to be in control.
That's right. I think no matter how you cut it, you use this phrase, these words, to talk about handing control over to somebody else in some way. Well, now it's time for us to hand over the time to Michelle in the language lab, and then we're going to take a break.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这一段课文第一个重点我们来看的是 ensure 这个动词 en 这个字首有使如何如何的意思 所以 ensure 是指保证或确保 后面可以加上名词片语或者是动名词 例如 this mattress can ensure a good night's sleep 这个床垫可以保证你一夜好眠 ensure 后面也可以加上 that 子句 例如 no systems can ensure that every customer's personal information is completely secure 没有任何系统可以保证每位顾客的个资一定是安全的 接着我们来看的是 hand over 这个动词片语 hand over 在这里是指交付或者是移交 如果要说明交出去的对象是用介系词 to 例如 the boss handed over part of his responsibilities to his younger brother 老板将他部分的职责交给他的弟弟来负责 hand over 也指交给某个对象 例如 Ray took out the file and handed it over to his colleague Ray 把档案拿出来交给他的同事
Well, Ben is talking to his Uncle Bob about starting up a business. He's a little bit worried about starting a business because he's a little afraid of doing everything by himself. But his uncle has some encouraging words for him. Actually, you can give up some of the control to other people. Hand over some responsibilities to other people. Together, you can accomplish what you need to accomplish to start this business. Let's continue this conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob.
A strong foundation.
Are you saying I should hire employees?
Not exactly. I'm saying that as you build your business, you need to build an organization and its processes of operation.
How do I do that?
Well, there are many different aspects to a business, like supply, production, sales, and accounting.
That's exactly my problem.
If you were just self-employed, it would be your job to do all of those things. As the head of an organization, your business, your job is ultimately to find ways to get things done, but not do all the work yourself.
Well, the second half of this conversation begins with Ben saying, "Are you saying I should hire employees?" Uncle Bob had told him that he had to hand over the responsibility, and Ben was trying to figure out what he meant. And now we want to look at this word employees with Stephen Kim in the InfoCloud.
In our lesson today, Ben asked whether he should hire employees. Steve, let's take a look at this word employee. An employee is someone who is employed.
That's right, Ken. When we add the suffix E to some verbs, we get words that refer to people who are the passive recipients of the action of the verb. For example, an examinee is someone who receives or takes an exam. A trainee is someone who receives training. So, an employee is someone who is being employed.
And the person who does the employing is the employer. The suffix ER refers to the person giving an action.
That's right. The suffixes ER and OR indicate the person initiating an action. So, an employer employs an employee. A trainer trains a trainee.
And an interviewer is the person conducting an interview. When you have an interview, the interviewer is the person asking the questions, and the interviewee is the one who has to answer the questions.
Of course, we can't use this construction with all verbs. For example, you cannot say a murderer murders a murderee. You can only use this construction with certain verbs.
That's a good point. 在今天的课文中 ,Ben 问说他是不是该雇用 employees, 注意这个字的字尾。当我们把 ee 加在某些动词的后面就会形成接受这个动作的人。所以 employee 就是被 employ 雇用的人也就是员工。trainee 是被 train 的人也就是受训者。examinee 是被 exam, 接受考试的人。但这个用法呢并不能用于所有的动词像 murder,谋杀虽然 murderer 是杀人犯但是我们并不能把被杀的人说成是 murderee 没有这种说法这就是今天的 Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
Thanks guys Well, Ben had just asked his Uncle Bob if he should hire employees Now, Uncle Bob's response is Not exactly I'm saying that as you build your businessYou need to build an organization and its processes of operation.
And Ben then says, how do I do that?
Well, there are many different aspects to a business, like supply, production, sales, and accounting.
Wait, hold on, guys. Hold on. That was very good. That was a great conversation. I think we need to talk about some different things from Uncle Bob's line here. He says, there are many different aspects...to a business. That's right, and we see this word aspect right here in this sentence. An aspect of something is like an angle of something or a side to something. There are many different aspects to a business. Of course, many things have different aspects to them. I mean, relationships have lots of different aspects to them too. What other things might have lots of different aspects, Nathaniel?
I was just thinking of something like running a store. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of aspects to running a store, like taking care of your employees and making sure that you have all the supplies that you need.
All right, so different aspects to running a store. Carolyn, what else has many different aspects you need to think about?
Well, choosing your career could have many different aspects. You need to think about what kind of career do I want to pursue, and then...Maybe what skills do I need in order to have a career in that field?
All right, well, that sounds pretty similar to what Ben is trying to do. Maybe he wants to have a career with this new business that he's doing. He needs to think of the different aspects like supply, what you have, the production, how you're doing it, the sales, and the accounting. And we see a key word here from the word bank, the word accounting.Now, this is something that you need to be trained to do to be able to work well with numbers. Some people also call it bookkeeping. It's making sure that everything is recorded well. All the finances are recorded for a company. Have you ever thought about doing accounting or do you know anybody who's doing accounting? Is it an easy job?
It seems like a very difficult job, but one of my best friends did study accounting in college, and she has a very successful career in it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's not for me. Nathaniel, is accounting for you? I mean, is that something that appeals to you?
I've never been very interested in accounting, but I think it is important to keep track of your money. I've noticed that most families have an accountant, usually the mother or the father.
That's right. Well, someone is usually better at it than somebody else. So, friends, we're learning a lot from Ben and Uncle Bob, and I think we have a little bit more here. Ben, it's your turn, right?
Yes, it is. Ben says, that's exactly my problem.
If you were just self-employed, it would be your job to do all those things.
Wait, Uncle Bob. I like that. Okay. That was very nice. Uncle Bob, what does it mean to be self-employed?
Well, if you're self-employed, Uncle Bob, sorry. If you are self-employed, that means that you run your own business. You are your own boss.
All right. And so Uncle Bob is saying, you were just saying to Ben that if he was self-employed, then he would have to worry about all those things. But thankfully, he won't have to worry about all of these things.Uncle Bob, please continue.
Oh, thank you. Yes. As the head of an organization, your business,
Your job is ultimately to find ways to get those things done, but not do all the work yourself.
Excellent, excellent job. Well, before we continue with the review skit, we do want to talk about this word from the word bank. It is ultimately. Ultimately, that means at the most. So the most important thing is that Ben will have to make sure these things get done. Ultimately, it's his responsibility, but of course, he can have help along the way. Nathaniel, or Ben, how else could you use this keyword?
Well, you could say that a business may do well at first, but ultimately, I think it will fail. They just don't have enough resources to continue.
All right. Ultimately, it might fail. I think about when I was growing up, sometimes we would have to decide about where we would want to go for dinner or vacation or something. Ultimately, the decision was up to Dad most of the time. He made the final decision. Ultimately, it was up to him. So there's different ways to use this word. Carolyn, how do you use that word ultimately?
Well, I think Ben is wanting to start a business, so ultimately, maybe he would want to finish his degree and then start a business.
All right. Ultimately, he needs to finish his degree. Well, friends, Uncle Bob is helping Ben, and he is encouraging him not to do everything by himself. That can be a big task, and it can be pretty hard and scary to think about. It's good to have help from other people. Right now, it's time for us to continue with a review skit, and then we'll go to see Michelle.
Well, hey, Ben, how's the new business plan coming along?
Well, I finished my business plan.
Hey, that's great.
No, it's not. Look at this list. There are so many things to do. How will I ever get these things done?
Hey, don't worry. You don't have to do it all yourself.
I don't?
No.
But it's my company, so it's my responsibility, right?
Well, yes and no. You need to ensure all the work gets done, but that doesn't mean you have to accomplish everything by yourself.
But if I don't do it, who will?
Hand it over to others.
Right. But who? Should I hire employees?
Well, there are different ways. Think about the aspects of your business.
There's supply and production and sales and accounting and...
Ooh, that is a lot.
Yeah, that's my problem.
It's your job to ultimately find ways to get those things done.
But I can't do everything.
Oh, hey, don't worry. I'll tell you how to hand over responsibility.
Can I hand it over to you?
Well, no.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 accounting 这个不可数名词。 Accounting 是指会计或者是会计学。例如, there's a job vacancy in our accounting department. 我们的会计部门有一个职缺。或者是 all the accounting records are filed under ACCT. 所有会计的记录都归档在叫做 ACCT 的这个资料夹下。和它相关的另外一个名词是会计师,accountant, A-C-C-O-U-N-T-A-N-T。 如果是银行的账户的话,就是account, A-C-C-O-U-N-T。 所以我们来看的是ultimately这个副词。 Ultimately是指最后,终究,或者是根本上。 例如,no matter what our conclusions are,the boss ultimately is the one who decides. 不管我们得到什么样的结论,老板终究是拍板决定的人。 或者是ultimately, the new version of this smartphone is not that different from the previous one. 基本上来说,这款新款的智慧型手机跟旧款的没有太大的不同。Okay, let's get back to the teachers.
Well, we spent most of the day enjoying a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob. And Uncle Bob was encouraging Ben to maybe find other people to help him. If you have employees, there's a special word for that called delegating. You delegate responsibilities to other people. So my question for you is, especially if you're an employer, is it easy to delegate your responsibilities to other people? Carolyn, I know you don't have your own business, but do you find it easy or difficult to delegate tasks to other people?
I usually find it very difficult to delegate tasks to other people because I feel responsible for the entire project and I really want to make sure that everything gets done. What about you, Nathaniel?
Well, I don't think it's too hard if you feel that you are clearly in a leadership role. But if not, it can be very difficult to give other people a job if it doesn't seem like you have the right to. Well, I think that's about all the time that we have for today, and we want to say goodbye and see you again next time at Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Injun Joe was there, his face showing nothing. The judge arrived. A witness was called, and he told the court how he saw a muff washing in a stream early in the morning of the day after the murder. The lawyer, speaking for the state, asked a few more questions and then turned to the defense lawyer.
Your witness?
I have no questions to ask this witness.
The next witness spoke about how the knife was found near the body.
Your witness?
Again, the defense lawyer said,
I have no questions to ask this witness.
A third witness said that he had often seen the knife before. It was Potter's own knife.
Your witness?
No questions.
The faces of the people in the court began to look annoyed.
Is this lawyer going to throw his man's life away without trying to save him?
They wondered.